If I say Bluegrass Samurai, what comes to mind? That is actually the name of a song by the Japanese group Bluegrass Police. It might surprise you to learn that American bluegrass music has been popular in Japan for decades, and Bluegrass Police are part of the latest wave of young musicians taking it up, as Naomi Gingold reports.
When he was 17, Tatsuya Kuwahara picked up a banjo for the first time. It was supposed to be a one-off for a song he was writing. Normally,
I played guitar and drums for years.
In rock bands. We're out in the stairwell at a small club in Tokyo called Rocky Top, where his band, Bluegrass Police, has just finished its first set. Today, Kuwahara is 29 and one of the hottest banjo players on the local bluegrass scene. His path to the banjo, to bluegrass, was not a straight line. In junior high, he started listening to a lot of punk, then British rock.
Then I got really into Bob Dylan.
Dylan led him to American folk music, then bluegrass. And when he finally did pick up that banjo, he never looked back. At the time, though,
no one around me was interested in bluegrass. My friends didn't listen to it. My family didn't know anything about it.
It was at Japan's long-running bluegrass festivals that he met and started jamming with the musicians who now make up Bluegrass Police. Now, Japan actually has the second largest bluegrass scene in the world. And it started with these guys.
My name is Yasushi Ozaki. I was born in 1931.
My name is Hisashi Ozaki, younger one.
The Ozaki brothers formed Japan's first bluegrass duo back in 1957.
I've traveled all this country while seeking for the fair. I've been down the two coastline and traveled everywhere. From port and eastern, port and west, and back along the line. I'm going down to the place of the best old hometown of mine.
You're wearing matching osoroi nan desu ne.
Oh, the same sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah. This is an international bluegrass museum.
Like brother, twins. Brother.
They're not actually twins. Today, they're 85 and 83, still playing and still making each other laugh. Constantly. They fell in love with American traditional music when they were young. Their father, who'd been studying and working in the U.S., came home with a record.
She'd be coming around, man. That was not bluegrass, though. But mountain music, anyway.
They still have it. But in 1930s Japan, it was becoming enemy music. It wasn't until after World War II that they got to listen to a lot of the country and roots music that they loved on the new radio service set up for American soldiers in occupied Japan. They wanted to play, but had no instruments and no money.
We made a ukulele by my father's cigar case.
Yasushi, this time. I cut the round hole and we made a neck, you know. And I bought a shamisen string and I tried to play that. That sounds terrible.
A cigar box with strings from a traditional Japanese instrument just wouldn't do. So their mom, going against their dad's wishes, secretly sold her kimono to buy them their first guitars. They started playing country music for American GIs. Eventually, Hisashi bought a mandolin, and they formed the East Mountain Boys, named after the Higashi, or East Mountain, in their hometown of Kyoto. They performed at a few big events, recorded a bit, even got played on American radio. But then work got in the way.
Just only 1 year or a half, then no more.
Hisashi was sent to Nagoya with a big insurance company. Yasushi went with IBM to the U.S. And the Ozakis were mostly forgotten, until they started playing again after they retired. Folk music and then bluegrass had a bit of a boom in Japan in the 1970s. Then that kind of died down too. Now it's coming back. Rocky Top has been the bluegrass club in Tokyo for the last 36 years. Its owner and manager is Nobuyuki Taguchi.
Compared to the 1970s, the amount of people playing right now is amazing. It's kind of like a second revival.
The number of young players, especially women, has shot up. And unlike the 1970s, a lot are based outside of Tokyo. Tonight, Rocky Top is packed. Only one or two bands have a following like this. On stage, the musicians banter and smile, but banjo player Tatsuya Kuwahara doesn't. at all.
Yeah, I don't smile. It's not cool for a dude to be overly smiley. They say samurai don't smile, right?
I ask him if he's a samurai, and he laughs and says no. My family, we're never samurai. Kuwahara is pretty reserved, almost shy even. You won't catch bluegrass police in the US anytime soon. Tatsuya Kuwahara says he's a bit scared of long airplane rides. So if you want to see the whole band and the rest of the burgeoning scene, you'll probably want to swing by Japan. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.